It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
The Wall Street Journal just highlighted the importance of having a code word. The article says criminals increasingly use AI to mimic real people's voices and con their loved ones out of money. And one simple solution to this high-tech problem, a code word. Now, I thought of Jim Perez because, first of all, Jim and I have been friends for well over a decade. But something he taught us, well, way before AI was even a thing, was the importance of having a code word or a code phrase, especially if you have kids being picked up at school and somebody that the school hasn't cleared, but maybe there's somebody filling in that day and they allow that person to pick up your kid. Having your kid know a code word or a code phrase would really help as kind of another barrier to make sure that nothing happens to them. So immediately when I heard have a code word, I thought of Jim and conversations we've had in the past. Jim, what do you think about the code word necessity, especially in the emergence of AI?
I think the article is excellent. Actually, we've talked about this before where a code word is needed for many things. And if you think about it, you know, so many emails and so many private, you know, apps or chats are being violated, you know, by these hackers, and to the point where now you not only do two-factor authentication, which is like, you know, a separate, maybe, you know, a message to your phone that your email is being opened or whatever, but now they have what's called a pass key. It could be biometrics. It could be your face. It could be a security key, an alphanumeric number. So these are all, it's just layered security. So these are all like, things that you put in place to actually make sure that who you say it is, it is. And now with AI, it's even worse because what they do is they go to social media, they find your child's voice, they clone it, they take a snippet of it, probably 5 seconds. Then they have an algorithm and an AI or an AI application that will literally, you put in the text. So now you put in whatever text you want and they will repeat that text in the exact tone of that child. So it's not only the child's voice, but AI is getting smart enough where it's even detecting cadence, you know, the way the child speaks, whether it's quick or slow or whatever, and they use that into it. It's really amazing, actually.
It is. And I think the article they bring up, obviously, that we're getting into the holiday season, and if you're asking for gift cards or if you need money for something or, you know, that this is especially the time where you just start to see more and more scams run rampant. And so it's important that you come up with a code word. But to your point earlier, Jim, in one of our earlier conversations, I like code phrases better because I just think it's something very unique and something so specific that not that people should know your code word per se, but I just think it's that extra layer, you know, and it's funny, like our code phrase with Chase is so specific to him and so goofy and so silly, but it is something that nobody would literally know what it is. And it's easy enough, you know, make it where the kids will understand it or remember it. But I do think it's something that is, it's easy. You don't have to scare them. Like my son has no idea why we have a code phrase. We just always say, you know, check if you're ever unsure about something, ask them for the code phrase. And so he knows what that is. He doesn't know why he'd ask that. But if he's ever unsure, he doesn't recognize the person or they claim to be somebody else, you know, feel free to ask him for the code phrase. And if they don't know it, you know, walk away from them. Do not engage with them. But I don't know if you feel the same way, if you feel like the code word versus code phrase makes much of a difference.
Well, a code word is at least something, but clearly, a code phrase is a lot more difficult for a bad guy to decipher. And, you know, it could be a sentence. It could be you know, a phrase that everyone says in the family, you know, that only in the family knows it. But it has to be, listen, it's almost like, all right, so now we've gotten to the point where passwords can't be words anymore, right? You have to kind of like try to make a password as difficult as possible. But how do you possibly remember that password? So what I say is if you have a word or a phrase, just simply exclude all the vowels. And that automatically makes your password 10 times stronger.
Oh, interesting.
And more difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, like when I go on government websites, right, I'm not allowed to use dictionary words, for instance. So I have to come up with different ways to actually come up with a great password so I can actually, you know, go onto the websites. So I think that would eliminate vowels,
for example. Like, they'll do that on license plates. You'll see that, and you could read what they're trying to say, but there's no vowels there. That's interesting.
Right, because what happens is a lot of these hackers, they use databases. They don't do the work manually themselves. They have computer programs that do it. Mm-hmm. So the computer program would literally scour every dictionary word in a matter of seconds. You know what I mean? So by you removing vowels, you're making it that much more difficult because these programs can't recognize it. So it's almost the same thing with what we're talking about now with families coming up with a passphrase. You know, that phrase would be, listen, not only is that phrase good if like, you know, you lost someone, but if you're in trouble, you give that phrase and the parents will know automatically to call police. And hopefully you'll have an Apple iWatch or like a, you know, or like some type of, you know, phone or something that they can get your location. Mm-hmm. But you have to listen, this all can't just happen in a vacuum. You have to literally teach your child, because what's going to happen is in the heat of the moment, when there's fear and anxiety and uncertainty, they might not think straight. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure that not only do they give you the passphrase, but you have to be like a 911 dispatcher. You want to ask for location, and then after location, verification of the passphrase. And then after that, you already know that they're in trouble. You can talk to them. You tell them to keep the phone open, not to hang up, no matter what. Don't hang up. Just leave the phone on and just go. Mm. Because you want a microphone, and 911 dispatchers will tell this to callers every time they're calling. The reason why they tell you not to hang up is because we have an automatic microphone in the house, right? So we can hear what's going on, and mm-hmm. we can kind of like plan accordingly on our response. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why you do that. So it's important that you actually come up with a passphrase, but you explain to them that, you know, in a panic or whatever, I just need your passphrase and your location, you know, and that's important.
So, and I would think too, Jim, that it's important mm-hmm. not to just have it within your small unit. So, for example, if I were using my family, it's not enough to just have it with my husband and my son. It's probably important that my parents, for example, know it, because if they get a call claiming it's from Chase, it's important that mm-hmm. they know, you know, to like, what is the passcode, right? So I think it's all, when you talk about don't be in a vacuum, it's also really looking at, well, who's your community? Who is in touch with this kid and vice versa? Who would be duped claiming that they are Chase, for example? Again, just using that as a reference point.
Yeah, you need to have a group. You need to have a group. All those groups, you have to have all their phone numbers, you know, hopefully written down, because listen, in the old days, right, years and years ago, we were able to remember 10, 15 phone numbers.
I know, right?
Today,
do you remember that?
I can't remember not even one.
Well, because there were never cell phones. We didn't even have cell phones. That's there was no, there was none of that.
So in your mind, you had at least six numbers that you knew. Mm-hmm. So I say, write them down, put them in your phones, because you never know. And that group will be the only group that will know everything that needs to know to be able to safely pick him up.
Yeah.
And you tell your teachers or whoever that he's not to be released to anyone except unless they're in this group.
Right. You know, well, and again, I think when you look at even this article, when it talks about, you know, having these voices that sound like your kid, like the grandparents mm-hmm. scam is just it's on drugs now. I mean, with AI, it's even I think it's even harder to decipher, no matter how tech savvy mm-hmm. you are, and no matter how much you think you can decipher a scam or not, when you've got somebody who mm-hmm. literally can clone, or something that can clone the voice of your child or grandchild, I think it's super vital that people have this, just a very easy thing to make sure that you could just double check. It is wild. Mm-hmm. It is wild, but
it's real wild. And you know what? Unfortunately, it's getting harder for the seniors, because, you know, they just want to do the right thing, but they're getting scammed left and right all over the place because of things like this. You know what I mean? Because it's all about convincing, right? So you have to understand the psychology of these hackers, you know, or these scammers. Mm-hmm. You know, they use urgency. You know, they use
preying on your vulnerability.
Authority.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
They're trying to use authority and urgency mm-hmm. and everything is secretive. The minute someone says a secret or don't say anything to anybody, that's when you know that that should be a major red flag. That should be a flag enough for you to hang up.
Yeah.
You know, because no legitimate company or state or federal agency would ever tell you not to tell anybody anything. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's certainly, again, a red flag. And as Jim has talked about, and even it was highlighted in the Wall Street Journal, it's important to just have, I think, tools or solutions to kind of get ahead of, God forbid, if you do get scammed. And that is having a code word or a code phrase, not just between you and your kids, but again, to your network, to your village, as I like to call them. So if that's the grandparents, if that's the one or two other families who pick up your kid from after school activities, you know who your village is. Make sure that it's not just you and your kids who have that code word or code phrase down, but it's the people who also are in direct contact and also could be scammed. With the voice of your children. I think that's an important thing to do and just a good homework assignment to get started on, certainly. And Jim Perez, always appreciate having you here to talk about ways that we can be better with crime prevention, including having code words and code phrases. Thank you so much. Always appreciate your time.